Nuh-uh. You don't need to gossip if you want to have an open conversation about vaping. So if you want...
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Matt Piper in New York. President Biden is just minutes away from his pull-aside with Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky at the G7 summit in Japan. The one-on-one comes as Mr. Biden rethinks U.S. air support for Kyiv's battle with Russia. CBS's Deborah Pata has more from Ukraine.
More aid has been pledged, including a whopping nearly $3 billion military package from Germany and an announcement from the U.K. and the Netherlands that they are building an international coalition to help procure F-16 fighter jets for Ukraine, followed by a stunning U-turn from the U.S., which has previously insisted it was not feasible to send the advanced jets to Kyiv. President Biden now says the U.S. will train Ukrainian pilots.
The White House says President Biden is ready to jump back into those stalled debt ceiling talks. He's scheduled to speak with House Speaker Kevin McCarthy by phone before heading back to Washington. The horse National Treasure comes up big, winning the Preakness Stakes. But the win comes hours after another horse owned by Bob Baffert suffered a catastrophic leg injury and had to be euthanized. He tried to collect his thoughts on NBC.
To win this, it's losing that horse today really hurts, but I'm happy for Johnny. He got the win. I have a great team. I got my boys with me. I'm sorry, but it's been a very emotional day.
The second privately funded flight to the International Space Station is set for an afternoon launch. Neither Axiom Space nor businessman and pilot John Schaffner will say how much his seat costs, but he tells CBS News he hopes the price will eventually come down.
It was expensive in the early days of aviation when the first commercial airplanes were developed. I mean, only... it took people of means to get on that. And now we have a commercial aviation sector that everyone enjoys. And I look forward to when the same thing happens for space.
Remembering a page-turner for the ages, British novelist, essayist, and nonfiction author Martin Amis.
A writer's accomplishments are often measured by his impact on others. New Statesman editor George Eaton says he can't overstate the impact Martin Amis had on his readers.
Everyone who read Martin Amis, certainly a lot of people who read Martin Amis, came away wanting to be a writer.
Amis is best known for novels like Money, A Suicide Note, London Fields, and The Information. A film adaptation of his 2014 novel, The Zone of Interest, has just premiered at the Cannes Film Festival. His agent says Amis died at his home here in Florida after a battle with cancer. Martin Amis was 73. Peter King, CBS News, Orlando.
And this is CBS News.
Find your next great hire with Indeed. Their hiring platform makes it easy to attract, interview, and hire candidates all in the same place. Visit Indeed.com.
This is the story of a very special woman. Just a few knew about her superpowers. In a matter of seconds, she turned herself into a great mathematician. She masqueraded as a regular person at work, but as a superhero at home. Everyone knows her as Gabriella. I still call her Mom.
Your hero needs you now. And AARP is here to help. Find the care guides you need to help, complete with tips and resources, at aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian.
Matt Rothschild of the Wisconsin Democracy Campaign.
So here we have Jim Troupas, Dan Kelly, we got Michael Gableman, and the question is accountability, democracy, freedom. Are we going to let these forces who are hostile to democracy continue to try to take over our state? They may spout the value of freedom, but they don't want freedom.
Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian. Weekday afternoons 2 until 3 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. A no-holds-barred political conversation. That's Matt Flynn Direct.
This is a scam, and Tucker Carlson is one of the guys. He's one of the guys who said the election was stolen, Dominion voting machines are no good, on the air, but in the background, he's going, this is insane. This is a load of bull. The guy lies for a living. He lies with a straight face.
Matt Flynn Direct. Weekday afternoons from 3 until 4 on the Civic Media Network and on the Civic Media app.
If you love them enough to listen to them practice the same song on tuba,
please be done.
Over and over and over and over and over. then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're correctly buckled in the back seat.
Sounds good, honey.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
People won't give you the real talk on drugs, but it's time we know the facts. Fentanyl is killing people. It's a powerful opioid, often made illegally and commonly mixed with illicit drugs. It can even be pressed into counterfeit pills that resemble prescription medications. Just 2 milligrams, about the size of a few grains of sand, could potentially be lethal. This isn't an ad to scare you, but it is an ad to make you think twice. Get the facts. Go to realdealonfentanyl.com. This message is brought to you by the Ad Council.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Matt Piper in New York. President Biden is just minutes away from his pull aside with Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky at the G7 summit in Japan. The one-on-one comes as Mr. Biden rethinks U.S. air support for Kyiv's battle with Russia. CBS's Deborah Pata has more from Ukraine.
More aid has been pledged, including a whopping nearly $3 billion military package from Germany and an announcement from the U.K. and the Netherlands that they are building an international coalition to help procure F-16 fighter jets for Ukraine, followed by a stunning U-turn from the U.S., which has previously insisted it was not feasible to send the advanced jets to Kyiv. President Biden now says the U.S. will train Ukrainian pilots.
The White House says President Biden is ready to jump back into those stalled debt ceiling talks. He's scheduled to speak with House Speaker Kevin McCarthy by phone before heading back to Washington. The horse National Treasure comes up big, winning the Preakness Stakes. But the win comes hours after another horse owned by Bob Baffert suffered a catastrophic leg injury and had to be euthanized. He tried to collect his thoughts on NBC.
To win this, it's losing that horse today really hurt, but I'm happy for Johnny. He got the win. I have a great team. I got my boy with me. I'm sorry, but it's been a very emotional day.
The second privately funded flight to the International Space Station is set for an afternoon launch. Neither Axiom Space nor businessman and pilot John Schaffner will say how much his seat costs, but he tells CBS News he hopes the price will eventually come down.
It was expensive in the early days of aviation when the first commercial airplanes were developed. I mean, only it took people of means to get on that. And now we have a commercial aviation sector that everyone enjoys. And I look forward to when the same thing happens for space.
Remembering a page-turner for the ages, British novelist, essayist, and nonfiction author Martin Amis.
A writer's accomplishments are often measured by his impact on others. New Statesman editor George Eaton says he can't overstate the impact Martin Amis had on his readers.
Everyone who read Martin Amis, certainly a lot of people who read Martin Amis, came away wanting to be a writer.
Amis is best known for novels like Money, A Suicide Note, London Fields, and The Information. A film adaptation of his 2014 novel, The Zone of Interest, has just premiered at the Cannes Film Festival. His agent says Amis died at his home here in Florida after a battle with cancer. Martin Amis was 73. Peter King, CBS News, Orlando.
And this is CBS News.
Find your next great hire with Indeed. Their hiring platform makes it easy to attract, interview, and hire candidates all in the same place. Visit Indeed.com.
This is the story of a very special woman. Just a few knew about her superpowers. In a matter of seconds, she turned herself into a great mathematician. She masqueraded as a regular person at work, but as a superhero at home. Everyone knows her as Gabriella. I still call her Mom.
Your hero needs you now. And AARP is here to help. Find the care guides you need to help, complete with tips and resources, at aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Hey, I'm Smokey Bear, and I made an assistant to help you out, because only you can prevent wildfires.
Hey, Assistant Smokey Bear, call me Papa Bear, because I'm grilling up dinner. Do you get it?
Yes, good job.
So, what should I do with all these coals?
Don't just toss them out. Put them in a metal container, because those embers can start a wildfire.
I understand. The stakes are high.
Ha, 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 ha.
Learn more at SmokeyBear.com.
Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
VA has a new life insurance program for veterans with service-connected disabilities called Veterans Affairs Life Insurance, or VA Life. VA Life benefits include up to $40,000 in coverage, no medical questions to enroll, and no time limit to apply if you are age 80 or under. Veterans can apply, receive an instant decision, and manage their policy online. Learn more about VA Life or apply online by visiting va.gov/life-insurance. Protect those who matter most with VA Life Insurance.
Talking to your kids about the dangers of vaping can be hard. Getting them to listen to hot gossip is easy. So here's some drama you could share with your kid. Dude, did you hear about Cassie and Jake? No, but did you hear that vaping can cause irreversible lung damage and nicotine affects brain development? Nuh-uh. You don't need to gossip if you want to have an open conversation about vaping. So if you want to get tips on when and how to talk to your kids, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
Hello? I'm a Marine.
No matter how you served.
My buddies from the Army are all gone now. I'm really alone.
No matter what you're going through.
I keep getting calls about the bills, and I'm trying to get a job. I feel so stuck.
We are here for you. If you or a veteran in your life is experiencing thoughts of suicide, dial 988, then press 1 to reach the Veterans Crisis Line.
A no-holds-barred political conversation. That's Matt Flynn Direct.
Gerrymandering is not democracy. It's commie government. It's fake government. You have somebody that gets 48% of the vote and they get 67% of the seats. That is not democracy. It's fake democracy. It's the appearance of law without the reality or the actuality of law.
Matt Flynn Direct. Weekday afternoons from 3 until 4 on the Civic Media Network and on the Civic Media app.
Check out the Devil's Advocates Radio with Crute and Dom.
You guys really make sense.
Weekdays 4 to 6 on the Shaw.
540 a.m. and 101.1 FM.
Check out the Devil's Advocates Radio with Crute and Dom.
You guys really make sense.
Weekdays 4 to 6 on the Shaw. 540 a.m. and 101.1 FM. Check out the Devil's Advocates Radio with Crute and Dom.
You guys really make sense.
Weekdays 4 to 6 on the Shaw. 540 a.m. and 101.1 FM. Check out the Devil's Advocates Radio with Crute and Dom.
You guys really make sense.
Officials have set up a demonstration room to meet with the city to show off safety equipment, to arrest runners, bulletproof glass, and mail screening equipment. Officials have set up a demonstration room to meet with the city to show off safety equipment, to arrest runners, bulletproof glass, and mail screening equipment. Officials have set up a demonstration room to meet with the city to show off safety equipment, to arrest runners, bulletproof glass, and mail screening equipment. Officials have set up a demonstration room to meet with the city to show off safety equipment, to arrest runners, bulletproof glass.
So begin your thought, and then we'll respond to it on the other side.
Sure, sure. Thanks, guys.
Well, his thought is thanking us for holding him over. Yeah, I don't think he...
And he'll let us know exactly what he wants to talk about on the other side, and you can do so as well. It's easy. It's fun. It's toll-free, 844-967-2789. Who pays for phone calls?
You're hanging out in Waukesha.
It's 101.1 FM. In southeastern Wisconsin, it's 540 AM.
And all around the world on the Civic Media app.
The Shaw. WAUK.
CBS News Brief. President Biden and House Speaker Kevin McCarthy will try again later today to solve the debt ceiling crisis face-to-face. CBS's Willie James Inman's on Capitol Hill.
Republicans want spending cuts or caps along with work requirements for some government social programs. President Biden says he has presented the GOP with spending cut options to end the stalemate in negotiations.
Before returning home, Mr. Biden gave the okay for the transfer of U.S.-made fighter jets from allies to Ukraine. He also pledged continued support at the G7 summit in Japan.
We're going to continue to provide economic, humanitarian, and security assistance to Ukraine so it can stand strong as long as it needs it.
A private mission to the International Space Station is carrying Saudi Arabia's first woman in space.
They're going to do, over the course of an eight-day mission, about 20 different science experiments, including how microgravity affects stem cell growth.
That's correspondent Mark Strassman. CBS News Brief. I'm Matt Piper.
We're all familiar with the three whats. What is it? What can it do for me? And what does it cost? At Country Financial, we can help you find the answers with insurance coverage to help protect what's most important to you, all at a price you can afford. So while you're juggling work and kids while trying to keep an eye on your future, we'll make sure we're one of the first ones there when you need us most. What should you do next? Call Matthew Holbrook, your Country Financial representative, at 414-332-2137 and chat about your insurance needs today. 414-332-2137.
Hey, this is Matt from Design Garden. Remember when the internet was new? Back then you had to leave your house to start a business. Companies used to pay programmers bags of cash to get online. Now, small businesses can get online with a Facebook business page, or Squarespace, or Google My Business, or WordPress. But which tools should you use? Can you afford to go down the wrong path? Design Garden uses modern tools to build your website the right way. Find us online at design.garden. Again, that's design.garden.
This is the story of a very special woman. Just a few knew about her superpowers. In a matter of seconds, she turned herself into a great mathematician. She masqueraded as a regular person at work, but as a superhero at home. Everyone knows her as Gabriella. I still call her Mom.
Your hero needs you now, and AARP is here to help. Find the care guides you need to help, complete with tips and resources, at aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
If I could be you.
And you could be me. For just 1 hour.
If you could find a way.
To get inside.
Each other's mind.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
We've all felt left out. And for some, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Shoes. Think you'd like working with us at Civic Media? We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin. If you have the right skills to join our team, let's talk. Civic Media is a proud equal opportunity employer committed to diversity and inclusion, along with the growth and development of all current and future employees. If you're interested or are part of an organization who wants to know more, go to our website, civicmedia.us, and click on the Careers tab.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here. I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe, and is the best way to protect that legacy.
Protect your legacy. Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Save the $2 on tomorrow's paper. Listen to the Devil's Advocates today.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, the Friday edition. We air grievances. It is the happier happy hour. We're rolling through them and, you know, we're lightly screening the calls. 844-967-2789. We abbreviated you, Dana. We didn't mean to cut you short, man. What do you got for us?
It's all good. You got to keep the flow of the show, right? I just want to say again, though, I really am excited about you guys coming across. It's going to be great. I mean, this local radio show, these guys are, they need help. So hopefully they'll tune in and get some education. Say, regarding DeSantis, I don't know. I've just noticed he seems to be getting a little more bold lately. You know, his meatballs are growing a little bit there. I think he knows that Trump is going to be in jail by the time it all comes to fruition. I think that has to do with, if you read into his statement that he said the other day about there's only two people that could be elected president, Biden or me. He's excluding Trump. And I think maybe he might have a little insight on the Trump's future. What do you guys think?
Well, he's trying to cast his own wants upon Trump's future. Right. I mean, Dana, don't trust anybody running for the Republican nomination to tell you their actual assessment. I mean, if you look at the current polling, DeSantis is getting handed his ass by Trump. And I certainly think, indictments could take down Trump ultimately, even politically amongst Republicans. If there's enough public evidence presented, you'd like to think it changed.
More substantial indictments,
Dana. Hell, Bill Barr, Trump's former attorney general, says he's most vulnerable on the Mar-a-Lago docks, the foreign docks, yeah, and that kind of stuff. I mean, there's all sorts of vulnerability for this man. But at the end of the day, DeSantis is Scott Walker. Scott Walker, we don't need an apprentice, sir. That's all DeSantis is doing.
Yeah, but he's what happens if DeSantis and Scott Walker are on the stage, Dana, and there's no Donald Trump? Because Donald Trump's been indicted for RICO conspiracy and seditious conspiracy and God knows what else between now and then. I mean, why wouldn't every Republican throw their hat in the ring if you see the headwinds that Donald Trump has to deal with?
DeSantis doesn't have the courage to say that Donald Trump didn't win the election in 2020. If you don't have the stones to tell the truth, I don't know how you win a general election. You cannot pivot and deflect on that point forever.
Donald Trump doesn't have... Listen, Crudy, Donald Trump won't say that. So that kind of just defies everything you just said about the stones to tell the truth. I mean, Donald Trump thinks Donald Trump won the election. He continues to say that. So, yeah, of course you can lie about the last election and get elected, presumably, because that's the guy leading right now. Dana, your thoughts?
Yes, Dana, your thoughts.
Well, yeah, I agree. DeSantis is weak, no charisma and nothing. But like Dom says, if he's the only one around, all the other people that have jumped in already, they're not viable, like you said, Crudy.
Well, they don't have hundreds of millions of dollars, Dana.
Right. DeSantis does.
I think that's what DeSantis is banking on. I think that's what he's banking on when he makes that type of statement. That's all I got. You guys have a great weekend, all right?
Coming for you soon in God's country, Dana.
Yeah, take care out there in the LAX, the other LAX.
The cool one, the one that we went to college in, and some of us partied and tipped over cop cars.
Oh, yeah.
Can you imagine if we had a radio station right down on 3rd Street, right at the scene of the crime, Dom?
Oh, it would be appropriate.
That place on the corner costs too much. Sorry.
Too bad.
Up on 4th Street.
967-2789. Well, that's around the bend. It'll be fine. But I'm going to get to Dana's point. So we have the window here. Fani Willis, Fulton County DA, telling the judge, keep people away. Don't schedule any cases for Fulton County. No cases for 2 weeks. I mean, that's kind of a big deal to put everyone to clear your schedule. 70% of the people working remotely from home, but I'll be here with the armed investigators. All right, so that's the tell. So let's assume that comes to fruition. Indictments is the worst indictments you possibly think. RICO and seditious conspiracy, line it up, knock them down. You think that won't have an impact on the polling? You don't think that, I don't want to put words in your mouth. What impact do you think that will have on the polling?
Well, I think ultimately Donald Trump is unelectable in the general election. I think if we put Biden and Trump on the ballot together, Biden's going to win again.
Well, the polling will tell you differently today. So how do you justify
It's a long ways away difference. Because there's 15% that say they're undecided. They're holding out hope for something better. But if they're faced with the dilemma between Donald Trump and Joe Biden, I think you'll get 81 million more people, and probably a lot of young kids besides, could be 85 million for Joe Biden. But it's still an electoral college contest, and that's what scares me, is the individual state counts. But indictments don't take him out of the running, and they do not kill him in the Republican primary. So I think Ron DeSantis' claims to, he's the electable one. I think they're being hurt by this polling, and I don't think DeSantis is particularly charismatic or any other damn thing. I don't see what the appeal is. The wife is more ambitious than he is. Man, I read at Politico this morning. Ron DeSantis' wife, they called her the Dragon Lady. And that's like people from the DeSantis campaign. They say there is no decision he makes that he didn't run by his wife first. And she's talking about
really smart in that regard.
Yeah, well, you're not supposed to govern through your wife when you're the sitting governor of the state of Florida.
Yeah, I'll tell that to Nancy Reagan. Come on, man.
Well, you know what? I never saw them.
I mean, obviously, spouses have big influence, Michael. I mean,
it's a long read about Casey DeSantis. Here are a couple of the highlights, raw story, and then we'll get back to the phones. 844-967-2789. Donald Trump's allies are sharpening their knives against Florida Governor Ron DeSantis' wife as they try to snuff out his presidential ambitions. And even the Florida governor's former aides and donors are piling on. Casey DeSantis plays a crucial role in her husband's political rise and counts as his most trusted advisor. But several former administration staffers and even the governor's 2024 supporters complained that her influence isn't always helpful. She is both his biggest asset and his biggest liability. And I say biggest asset in that I think she does make him warmer and softer, but he needs to be surrounded with professional people, not just her. He's got a cabinet of one dom. I've heard from staffers frustrated that they think the governor's made a decision. He talks to her, comes back. The decision is opposite or different. The sad part is I think she's very smart. I think she's very talented. But she also needs to realize they want to play. If they want to play on the stage, they need serious help. I worry that winning the gubernatorial race, winning the reelect, has made her overconfident in her ability to de facto run a presidential campaign. Eberhardt, this a Republican operative, suggested she take a more traditional role as a president candidate's wife, meaning the former TV reporter and anchor remain active and visible, but not necessarily the architect of his campaign. But staffers who work for DeSantis don't see that happening. He's a leader who makes political decisions with the assistance of his wife, who was elected by nobody, who's blindly ambitious, said one former DeSantis administration staffer, and she sees ghosts in every corner. A second former staffer agreed. She's more paranoid than he is.
I don't believe it. How is that even possible?
Here is what else they said about DeSantis and the wife. He's a vindictive MF-er, and she's the scorekeeper.
Well, the full quote, he's a vindictive MF-er. She's twice that. Damn.
She's the scorekeeper. So, you know, don't cross Mrs. DeSantis, apparently, Dom. That was a brutal hit piece at Politico, and the guy hadn't even run yet, and that's what they're saying about his wife.
Well, I mean, I don't really care, do you? We'll talk about why.
Wait till he gets on the stage next to Donald Trump, and you think Donald Trump would be vulnerable on this topic. Oh, you let your wife make all the decisions. Governor Casey, I mean, he is just going to eviscerate this guy.
I confide in my wife. Unlike you, when she's pregnant and having a baby, you're all pumping a porn star and then, you know, got to get sued about it. How about that? Or, you know, you're sexually assaulting women in a store. You want to talk about that, Trump? Come on, man. I mean, you got to be kidding me. I can't imagine, even with Ron DeSantis, as socially awkward as he is, he's got to be able to, you know, absorb the concept of a crap talking and push back on a guy like Trump.
Incapable.
When a real low hanging fruit, man.
He cannot stand up to the bully because he is a bully himself and he is a coward at heart. They both are, but Trump's just better at it.
I mean, I'm not sure that he is. I'm not sure. I mean, guy, what does it take to stand up and just spew nonsense nonstop? You know, the privilege that a guy like Trump lives in. I mean, I don't know that he ever got punched in the nose at the bar for talking too much trash, right? Because he doesn't act like he's ever had any consequence for all the trash talking that he does. And in fact, you look at the reality of the situation, trying to overthrow the U.S. government. But, you know, beside the point, let's just keep it on a human level.
No, he never got his ass kicked. He should have a million times over. You and I know that would have maybe bettered our nation, our world. in our future, if someone
punched in the nose isn't a bad thing sometimes.
Teaches you a few lessons really quick. Don't know who you are until a man gets punched in the mouth, right?
Everyone's got a plan until they get punched in the nose, right?
844-967. Rhetorically speaking, of course.
Of course.
844-967-2789. Patty from Fort Lauderdale, one of Ron DeSantis's constituents.
Hello, Patty.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Hey, someone described Ron DeSantis as the guy who stole Pee Wee Herman's bike. I thought it was an app. Hey, I'm livid because I used to work. Actually, I have a state pension, a small state pension. And I'm reading an article here that he's been giving away Florida pension money to Wall Street donors. The article's in the Jacobin, JACOBIN.com by Matthew Cunningham. It's Florida governor has been giving huge sums of state retirement money to underperforming private equity firms that donate to his campaign efforts. And he's been, and they're in Bermuda. There's Aeolus Capital Management, Elliott Management, a couple other ones, and they were saying that, and then they turn around and donate to the Friends of Ron DeSantis group through a Republican group, and they were saying that we should have $10 billion more in the retirement fund if they had invested in Standard & Poor's decent, you know, regular investment places. We should have been getting over 4 years a 15.75% return under S&P 500 index stocks. We've been getting a 0.7% return. Hey. Yeah. So if you want to read the article, it's, like I said, it's by Matthew Cunningham Cook, and it's titled Ron DeSantis is Giving Away Florida Pension Money to Wall Street Donors. And when he's going to announce for president, he's going down to Miami and going to be meeting with donors.
Well, that's what you do, Patty. You go line up the big fat checks because you've been doing them favors. This guy reminds me so much of Scott Walker. Remember when Scott Walker was the governor of the state of Wisconsin and he would effectively accept gobs of money? One of them was written in the comments section because Scott Walker asked, but they would give money to 501c3s that would then coordinate with Scott Walker's reelection campaign, which was illegal at the time. But they were from like the lead-based paint industry, and then Scott Walker offered legislation that would shield them from any liability. And oh yeah, there was Gebic Taconite, and they were the ones that wanted to do the sulfide mining in northern Wisconsin. It's all very corrupt. That's why DeSantis reminds me a lot of Wanker. Come back, more devils.
This is the story of a very special woman. Just a few knew about her superpowers. In a matter of seconds, she turned herself into a great mathematician. She masqueraded as a regular person at work, but as a superhero at home. Everyone knows her as Gabriella. I still call her Mom.
Your hero needs you now, and AARP is here to help. Find the care guides you need to help, complete with tips and resources, at aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
A no-holds-barred political conversation. That's Matt Flynn Direct.
Anybody running against Trump, if he calls them a nasty name, they should hit him back twice as hard. This is not the Marcus of Queensberry gentleman's rules anymore. In politics, certainly not in the Republican Party. Hit him hard.
Matt Flynn Direct. Weekday afternoons from 3 until 4 on the Civic Media Network and on the Civic Media app. Log on civicmedia.us.
UPS Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw.
Lows level off around 50 overnight under mainly clear skies, south winds around 5 miles an hour. Mainly sunny skies and calm tomorrow. Daytime highs approaching 80. Lows around 52. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy. A blend of clouds and sun Tuesday with daytime highs approaching 82. 62 Wednesday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Hite. Currently, it's 50 degrees.
Whether you're heading down Les Paul Parkway
or fighting traffic on the interstates,
this is The Shaw. 540 AM and 101.1 FM. WAUK.
I don't know if you know the Devil's Advocates, but the show is kind of a big deal.
Hey now, you middlemen!
And we are back. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Last segment of the day. If you got something to say, hit us up right now on the phones at 844-967-2789.
Joanne from Madison. Welcome, Joanne. Got a grievance this Friday.
Hi, Joanne.
Well, this is a grievance. It's an announcement tomorrow, 2 p.m. Saturday at the state capitol, the rally for public schools. Be there or be square. We're going to be rallying to give get more money from the state to the schools. And for little things like breakfast and lunch for all students, just like Minnesota has. We got to keep up with our neighbors. And, of course, we need to give more money for students who have more support for students who have various forms of disability. And that's lacking right now. So 2 p.m. Tomorrow, Saturday, at the Capitol. And, of course, the weather will be perfect. It'll be right after the farmer's market, and everybody's going to be in a great mood. But we need to do a little bit of work to support our teachers.
Joanne, Southwest Side, I would imagine?
I'm looking at this website right now, the WEAC website. It doesn't specify. It ought to be around the whole square the way that I'm hearing people are coming out.
Well, normally they start on the State Street side, and I would just point
State
out,
Street.
Joanne.
I would assume it's going to be starting over there. And so you can get some great tulip sightings, too, since the square is especially pretty right now. So, again, I hope to see you there tomorrow at 2 o'clock.
Joanne, thanks for informing the audience. I was just going to point out the new Civic Media World Headquarters, one block away. Dayton Street and State Street, one block from the southwest side, because when the protests or the movements or the collections of people come for the farmers markets or protests or whatever, man, it's always the southwest side, the Civic Media side of the square.
I got you, man.
844-967-2789. You know who else you'd see if you go out? Probably got to get there before 2. Our pal Gordy Kopke. Gordy, you gonna be at the farmers market tomorrow morning?
Hey, Gordy.
Absolutely. I'm busy loading my truck with some beautiful bloomers, and we're looking forward to a great day in the market. So stop by and see us, say hi at the booth, and then go up to the demonstration.
Gordy, what time's the farmer's market? What time's Gordy's greenhouse, the Kopke's greenhouse, going to be open and for business out in the square?
We'll be open for business at 6:30 in the morning, and we're there until 1 o'clock.
Damn.
6:30 on a Saturday morning, Gordy?
Guess I got to stay up all night, Gordy.
Yeah, I used to party all night, but those days are long behind me now. Oh, well.
Well, you got to hang out with us, Gordy. We'll teach you how to do it all over again.
You can't do it like that. You'll be pushing up those daisies you're selling, Gordy. Thanks for the call, man.
6:30 on a Saturday? I mean, maybe on a weekday, but I guess it is the weekday for Gordy. Go see our pal, Gordy Kopke. 844-967-2789. Rico from Rock County. How you doing, Rico?
Rico.
Oh, yeah. Doing good, guys. Hey, Gordy, I'm looking for tomato plants. You called it the perfect time. I got you, brother. Heading your way tomorrow probably for some tomato plants.
You know, you got to plant them after Mother's Day, and we're now beyond Mother's Day. Gordy is very insistent. Don't plant them too early. You freeze them out there.
Yeah, no.
Stupid Wisconsin weather.
No, you don't want to do that.
Rico, got any other plans other than a little gardening or whatever this weekend?
Well, we got a big baseball tournament, my grandson, tomorrow over in Fort Atkinson. I'm looking forward to that, buddy. That's going to be a good time. But, hey, I just wanted to mention, I came up with a little something today, listening to you guys talk, and I was like, we got to restart this whole MAGA thing, because what I got from today's show was, you know, what we're doing really is making accountability great again.
We're trying, Rico.
My two cents.
Each and every day, although some would chastise us for not moving on from, you know, the unindicted co-conspirators of the January 6th. But I look forward to their indictment day and their conviction days and perhaps their rotting their ass in prison days, and then I'll feel vindicated. Then we'll move on.
Then we'll get to different topics of the new malfeasance of the Republicans.
Or Dems, depending on who's in charge.
Right on, man.
You're listening to The Shaw. WAUK 540 AM Jackson. W266 DR Waukesha. And always streaming on the